You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Norway 10-11 to win the game, the draw 23-10, and Hungary in the betting at 100-30.
Go to Derek first.
Derek, Norway unbeaten at home in their last four games. That's actually their best run since they went 7 unbeaten. That was way back in 2011. They finished third in Group F behind Italy and Croatia. And maybe slightly unfortunate not to qualify automatically, given they were 8 points ahead of Bulgaria, who were in fourth place in that group. They've got quite good home form, and that was a key to their relative success in Group F.
Exactly. Well, that's all you need to know. They almost qualified from a group that included Italy and Croatia. Hungary couldn't qualify from a group that included Northern Ireland and Romania. They finished behind those two. You know, you don't need anything else. You don't need injury news. You need nothing else other than the fact that Norway are almost evens to beat Hungary, whose main man, by the way, is Christian Nemeth, now playing for in America for Sporting Kansas City, not to be confused with their neighbours, ruthless Kansas City. I mean, it's just a nailed-on home win here. Norway have not lost to Hungary in nine previous games they've played. And they've won two and drawn three of their last three home games against Hungary, who haven't scored in those three. So everything points to a Norwegian win. The only thing that doesn't is the fact that I'm going for them. it looks nailed on.
Yeah, I actually looked at this match, Lee, and I thought the same thing. Norway at 10-11 against Hungary. As Derek mentioned, they couldn't qualify in a group including Northern Ireland. How do you see this one?
Well, I think it's important to think about how these games are going to be played. And the home leg for Hungary, they need to be in it still, don't they? You know, we talk a lot about how two-legged affairs in the Champions League work, and there's no way Hungary are going to go out there to try and to win this game. I don't think. I think they'll go out there with a game plan to keep it tight and make sure they're in the game when they go back to Budapest. They've not had a bad away record, but then the teams in that group, as you two have alluded to, were so poor. And in fact, they ended up losing in the last away game to Greece 4-3. Unbelievably, Greece have been absolutely shocking. Norway not done an awful lot wrong. Undefeated in the last four home qualifiers. Didn't concede in the last three either, and didn't concede in a friendly. In June against Sweden, so they haven't conceded a home goal for four matches now. So I think they're in good form. I think they'll win this game, but I think it'll be tight. I'm looking at Norway to win it and under 2.5 goals. You know, the kind of the 1-0, 2-0. If you don't want to touch the outrights, you could have a look at the unders and overs goals here. It's pretty skinny though. Under 2.5, 4-9. Well short. Usually, if we get the price like that, we want to go on the over 2.5, just kind of out of spite. The little bit of team news. A couple of the Hungarian players are missing through bookings. There's one thing worth bearing in mind here as well. With all these games that we're going to preview, there are a lot of players who are one card away from a ban.
Yes.
If you pick up three in the qualifiers and it extends into the playoffs. So you look at this game, for instance, you've got the likes of Juzak, Elek, Gera and Nemeth, all within one booking of a ban. And, they won't want to be missing those players going into the home leg. So I think disciplined performances are worth looking at from the away teams, especially in a game like this. But I'm going to go with the same as Derek. I think it'll be a home win, but a pretty skinny one. Norway in under 2.5.
How Hungary become this bad? How are we nailing Norway? Making Norway nailed on favourites here. This Hungary in the 50s, was it? They were murdering England. I mean, what are they doing in Hungarians now? I mean, they're not going to be playing with Xboxes. Yeah, cardboard boxes. I mean, what are they doing, Hungarian people?
Last featured at a World Cup in 1986, Derek.
Jesus Christ.
Semi-finalists in 64 and 72 European Championships as well. Like you say, I mean, 86 is the first World Cup I can remember. But, growing up, it was a proper team, and I remember if we had Ron on here now, Ron Atkinson, who used to the podcast, he'd be talking about Hungary like they were still great. It's probably he can remember them when they were great, can't he?
Well, they haven't even got the excuse of Steve McLaren managing them. I don't understand it.
I don't think Norway are absolutely nailed on. I think the draw is a player here.
Do you think so?
I do think
Norway are stick on.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I do. I just think Hungary are terrible.
Yeah.
I do like your bet, though. Norway and under 2.5 goals is 21-10. When you consider there are so few, I thought I might mention one. When you consider under 2.5 goals, 4-9.
Yeah, that looks
Norway
good.
And under 2.5 over 2-1. 21-10. And just one player worthy of mention for Norway as well from a goals perspective here, Alexander Tetti. He's 14-1 to score first, 14-1 last, and 11-2 any time.
Headline writer's dream if he scores.
Yeah, he's got three in their last six. He plays for Norwich. He's hardly prolific. He's only got three goals in 92 appearances for Norwich. The last six Norway goals, three have been scored by Tetti. So 11-2 could look a big price for him to get on the score sheet at any time.
I'm sure I've used his name in a very bad Twitter joke before.
You have used his name in a bad Twitter joke.
I think it was I pointed someone towards two great goals, and I said, look at this one, and then look at Titty's. It was probably better in written
I think
form.
I think it read better than it spoke, though.
Which says a lot about it, doesn't it?
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.